You're listening to the voice of the Ferris State Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3 WDEE FM, Reed City, Big Rapids, Cadillac.
Good. Coming to the goal. To the backhand. He scores!
Sunny 97.3 of the Bulldogs Sports Network proudly presents The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
Sure is nice to get back in the winning column, isn't it? Ferris State with that overtime victory on Saturday night. 3-2 victory for the Bulldogs over the 8th-ranked team in the nation, the Bowling Green State Falcons. This week in Ferris State with the weekend series against the Alabama Huntsville Chargers in the South. Looking forward to that. The team will head to Alabama tomorrow afternoon, a 5 o'clock departure from Big Rapids. It is the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We'll be talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team tonight, Bob Daniels. The commissioner of the Western Collegiate Hockey Association will also join us, in Bill Robertson, and the head coach of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, Mike Corbett. The breakaway question of the evening here tonight, will Ferris State get to the fourth and final position to host home ice in the first round of the WCHA playoffs? We'll take your phone calls. Want to hear from you on that question, 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. Emails as well, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. And we're on Twitter, if you are, @ferrishockey on Twitter. Your phone calls, your emails, your tweets, all that coming up. But after this, we'll break down last weekend's series against Bowling Green.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Here's the defenseman of Cusera at the point. His drive goes in front. The shot from Hawkins in the slot past CJ Mott off his glove and in. It's 1-0 Bowling Green.
Right to the near side corner, versed off the wall, intended for DeSalvo. DeSalvo does get the puck to Velu. Velu downloaded DeSalvo. DeSalvo back in front. The shot, they score. It's Brent Tate in front. DeSalvo to Tate from the bottom left circle to the slot. It's 3-0 Bowling Green. 3:05 to go in the second. Good defensive play. They score on the front. Lowney originally got a piece of it, but Polkamp crashing the net will put a top shelf and in. It's 4-0 Bowling Green.
Zinski plays it to the left circle to Zalpa, whacks it back towards the penalty boxes. Here's a chance, Van Warmer. One-on-one, gets tripped up for a toe pick. One of the two, no call. Van Warmer on a shot, rebound in front. Bulldogs digging for it, but Zinski jams it. Oh, that's the first of the night for Ferris State. Seconds elapsed on the power play. Ferris State 12 inside the offensive zone. Denis Delaunay, a shot, carries off an object to Van Warmer. His drive goes wide. Fuzzio to the right point to Delaunay. Delaunay looks for the shot. There it is. He scores! A power play goal for Ferris State. 1:16 into the game. White with the puck now, picking it up in the defensive zone. Force pass ahead, just out of Azzalmini's reach, and here he is now with the puck. Feet up in the neutral zone. Mayer with the big hit in the neutral zone, leveling Dejan Mingo with 10:45 to go in the first. Puck's inside the Bowling Green State zone, 9:39 to go in the first period. Ferris State leads 1-0. Here's a shot in front, tipped it into the net. Bulldogs lead 2-0 at the midway point of the opening period. Inside the Ferris State zone, White. First off the wall, near side, Anselmini. Anselmini tries to clear it, comes back to White, though, behind the net to Mott. Here's the Falcons. Pass back to work, backhanded on net, they score. 2-2 to score. 5:45 to go in the game. This is Van Warmer left side. They went to the zone. Van Warmer cuts in, backhanded in, one-timer, what a save from now!
First man of the puck comes to the near side, Mayer.
Try to chip it to the slot. Intercepted by Polkamp. Polkamp feeds DeSalvo. 5 seconds left. Over the Ferris line. Berkel, left circle. His shot goes wide. And that will be the end of regulation. We're going to overtime. Picked up now by the Falcons. Intercepted by Buzzio. Buzzio looks up ice for the right play. His pass to Babinski goes off the stick and now into the Falcon area. Binkley centers it to Buzzio. Game on a stick. Back door. Pass it. What a way to end the Saturday night competition. Thank you to the sellout crowd again, the fourth sellout of the season for the Ferris State hockey team here in Big Rapids. And Ferris State enters the win column again with that 3-2 victory. Friday night, 44 shots. For the Bulldogs, it's a lot of shots. Saturday night, not too many less than that, 41 shots. So Ferris State finally starting to get a lot of pucks on net. Recapping this previous weekend, a Friday night loss for the Ferris State Bulldogs, 4-1. At one time, it was 4-0. It was almost getting ugly here in Big Rapids, which doesn't happen very often after Ferris State went 15-0-1 last year here on home ice. So it was 4-0 at one time. Thank God for Kenny Babinski to get the puck in the net, doing what he's known to do. Get those rebound goals, work hard in front of the net, pick up the loose trash in front and put your team on the board. 4-1, I hate to say it, looks a lot better than 4-0 does on your home ice, and especially gets you rolling for game two the following night. And that's where Ferris State came out strong. You heard the goal calls. That's where you heard here on the Bulldog Sports Network in Sunny 97.3 earlier on in the season, or excuse me, earlier this past weekend, but it was a power play goal by Jared Van Warmer on Saturday. Justin Buzzio on the assist. How ironic is that? They started off, they left off just where they started at the beginning of the game. 1 minute and 6 seconds into the game they scored, and it was 1 minute and 12 seconds left in overtime, and it was the pair of Van Warmer and Buzzio to give Ferris State the victory. Simone Denis went back to the blue line as well. He was not up on forward this weekend. Good to see that. In action, Drew Mayer played on Saturday, although he was not 100% healthy. I thought he threw the body quite a bit and played physical hockey. I thought Mayhew had a good weekend series as well. And, of course, C.J. Mott. Friday night, C.J. Mott fought the puck. Fair and square. You call a spade, you could ask CJ and he'd be the first person to tell you he fought the puck. Look at the first goal on the highlights at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. It wasn't one of the CJ Mott nights, but Saturday he played well, had huge saves, especially that one where he was diving over to make that save. I think Anselmini got a piece of it in front of the cage, but CJ Mott played outstanding on Saturday night. Speaking of CJ Mott, three games away, let me rephrase that, three wins away from tying Mike Brown as the all-time wins leader of this hockey club at Ferris State University. CJ Mott, if he gets four wins, takes that over. That's pretty impressive for CJ Mott. Also leads the team in single-season shutouts last season with five, does CJ Mott. So he will go down in the history books, especially if Ferris State continues to play well. The Breakaway Talk Radio question of the evening here tonight is, will Ferris State, sitting at 7th place right now in the conference standings, will they be able to make the jump with 6 games remaining in the season to get to the 4th and final position of this conference standings to host first round in the WCHA playoffs, or will they be traveling on the road? The phone line 657-383-0212, that's 657-383-0212. We'll take your emails as well, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu, and your tweets at Ferris Hockey. Got a busy show coming up. We'll be talking with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team. We'll talk with Bob Daniels after this break. We'll talk with the commissioner of the WCHA as well, Bill Robertson. The head coach of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, Mike Corbett, will join us. And I got a bold prediction to make after we talk with Coach Daniels. A very bold prediction. I'm looking forward to talking about this, too, across West Michigan on 97.3 and worldwide online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. The head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, up next.
Orleans for Mardi Gras, then you need to come and celebrate Fat Tuesday at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Beginning at 7 o'clock tonight at Cranker's, you can celebrate Mardi Gras with traditional Cajun cooking, award-winning craft beer, and the music of Organissimo. In conjunction with Big Rapids Festival of the Arts, Cranker's presents the Jimmy Award for Best Jazz Album Winner and one of the premier organ-based trios of the Greater Midwest, Organissimo. So grab your beads and bring your appetite for traditional Cajun cooking, award-winning craft beer, and great jazz to the Mardi Gras celebration with Organissimo tonight, beginning at 7, and only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery on State Street in Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com. The Breakaway Talk Radio Show continues from downtown Big Rapids, Michigan at the Sunny 97.3 studios. We're talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Joined now on the Cranker's phone line by the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. Coach, thanks for being a part of the program here. Your initial reaction on the weekend split at home in Big Rapids. You outshot them both nights. Your team recorded more than 40 shots in both games. What was your take on the weekend series?
All right, Dom, I really did. I once again felt we played very well. We had a strong weekend, I thought. And even if I can expand it beyond this past weekend or the weekend prior when we lost two at Bowling Green, I thought we really started to play well and started to turn the corner. Friday night was really an odd game this past weekend and that we played very well. We lost 4-1, but I couldn't help but come out of that game thinking we actually had the better of the play and the better of their chances. And while Bowling Green's a very, very good hockey team, I felt like we might have been the better team that night and yet came away with a loss. And then I was really happy, obviously, to see us get the overtime win on Saturday. And, you know, hopefully that's something now that we can reach on to a bit and gain some confidence. But it's kind of a result that's been a little time in the coming, but you could almost see it starting to happen, and that we've been playing so well. It was only a matter of time before, you know, good efforts would turn into a win. And the key now is, can we keep that going?
Saturday night, the home crowd went home happy. Your thoughts on the overtime winner and the unselfishness of Justin Buzio getting the puck to Van Warmer backdoor to give Ferris State the eventual victory?
Sure, and Don, that's a great point about the fans, even before I get to Justin's fine play. I thought before the game, I knew the ticket sales had been brisk, but I looked outside, I saw the snow, the wind, the cold. You can't see that, but I certainly felt it on the way into the rink that evening. I mean, it was a miserable night in terms of weather, and yet, you know, and I thought it might impact our attendance, and we ended up with a sellout. Everyone that probably bought a ticket, showed up that night. We had a great crowd, and they were energetic, and that was just, you know, really what the doctor ordered for the team. And then, you know, it was tough in that we had a 2-0 lead, and we had played so well, Dom, for our first period and 15 minutes into the second. And then I thought, you know, for some reason we didn't play as well the last 5 minutes. We lost the momentum temporarily. They scored. It was 2-1. I thought we were playing pretty good through the third. They did score again, though, to make it 2-2. And really from that point, I thought our team cranked it back up. And then, you know, it was really capped off with a terrific play by Justin Buzio where, you know, he got the puck shortly, you know, when he got over the blue line. Jason Binkley gave him a really nice feed. He made a great move, beat their defenseman, and I thought, and I'm pretty sure everyone in the crowd thought he was going to shoot, and at the last second he slid the puck back door to Jared Van Warmer, who scored the goal. And it was an unselfish play. It was the perfect play at that time. And you know what, it capped off quite a night for Jared Van Warmer too, as he had two goals and assists on the evening.
There was a pretty big celebration from the Ferris State hockey team after the game-winning goal in overtime Saturday night as everyone came and stormed Jared Van Wormer in the far corner. Do you think that moment was bigger than just a win for this hockey team in terms of what's to come in the future?
Well, I do. I think that what you saw there, obviously whenever you win in overtime and at home, it is usually a pretty good celebration, but I don't think you would normally have seen that if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, just given the number of losses that we had had and the mounting pressure that, hey, you know, we played a lot of good hockey games, but we found ways to stub our toe in each of those games, and it was really nice. It was a relief. I don't want to speak for all the players, but for myself, it was a relief to get the win. And it was, I was happy too, because you do want to treat the fans. I mean, as I mentioned here earlier, it was a miserable night for them to come out, continue to support us with the numbers, and you know, their fingerprints are on that win too. And really, I was happy for them that they were able to go home happy, you know, after spending an evening, you know, which could have been maybe better, or not better, but, you know, more comfortably spent in front of a fireplace, for them to come out, brave the weather. You know, I was happy for them, too.
It's the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We're talking Ferris State Hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Joined now by the head coach of the Ferris State Hockey team, Bob Daniels. Coach, did you notice any difference in the way Travis White played the game this past weekend, or the way he held himself around the locker room since being named a captain?
No, you know, not really, and that's what I was hoping for. I didn't see a change in his personality at all, and that's, you know, we put that in on him. Knowing that, you know, we've got Kyle Shemp was going to be out for a while. Right now, Simone's nursing, you know, that neck at times gives him some trouble. He's kind of been in and out of the lineup as that thing stiffens up and loosens back up for him. So, you know, in order to ensure that we didn't put too much on CJ, in the fact that Travis has done such an outstanding job, we gave him an A. But we did it, you know, it's, so he'd be the person he normally is, and, you know, which is pretty even keeled and pretty level headed. And if he's got something to say and says it, I think it hits home to the guys. So, but no, I didn't notice a big change. He played his normal steady game for us all weekend. He's at his best when you really don't notice him at all. He just blocks some shots every once in a while. It's the puck gets us out of our end, and you almost start taking him for granted. I'm sure next year during some games we'll wish he was back and giving us that steady performance, but, He was perfect. He didn't change his personality whatsoever. He just did his thing, and I think that's what makes him special.
With six games remaining in the regular season, is the goal still home ice advantage? Because I think you got a pretty good shot at still achieving home ice when I look at the schedule and who the teams above you, like Northern Michigan, Bemidji State, still have on tap in their schedules.
Yeah, I think so, and the fact that, you know, in some respects we still do control our own destiny, and you know, it's a goal, yes, it's certainly a goal. But beyond that, you know, we want to continue to pursue good performances and hard work, and if we do that, I think in the wins follow that I do think we still have a pretty good chance of getting home ice in the first round, and it is certainly something that we want to do. In fact, we don't get that. We have to go on the road. Certainly, the higher we face the standings, you know, the easier the path to Minneapolis is going to be. But, you know, given our record over the last few years at home, we want to be at home if at all possible. And you know, it's going to take some hard work, and we put ourselves, a little behind, and when we got some catching up to do. But, like I say, if we continue to play the way we have as of late, I it's certainly a goal that I think is attainable.
Up next for the Ferris State hockey team, a trip to Huntsville, Alabama for a two-game weekend series against the Alabama Huntsville Chargers. Let's take a look at their program now. No question, a much improved team. Ferris State split with the Chargers back in November. They lost 3-2 on Friday night before winning 5-2 the following night. What should our fans expect in terms of the style of hockey to be played this weekend?
Well, they're a good hockey team now, and they're well coached. They've got an excellent goaltender. Carmine Guerrero, he's, you know, come on and really played well for him this year. I'm not sure on his exact save percentage, but I think it's up around about 9:30, and those are, CJ Mott type numbers. They play a very patient game. They play well defensively. It's going to be a real different style of hockey than probably what we saw, very much in contrast to what we saw at Bowling Green, which was really pressure the puck up ice everywhere. This will be a team that they're going to make you go through all five of their players to get to their net. They're not going to, they're not going to be overly aggressive pursuing the puck. They're going to play solid defensively, hope that you turn some pucks over, then they're going to spring and try to capitalize on that. And it's difficult to play against, especially, we've played 8 straight games against Minnesota State and Bowling Green where, it's really, 2 teams on the ice that are really pushing the tempo and the pace of the game. This is going to slow it down, and we're going to want to keep the tempo and push the pace of the game. But they're well coached. They're going to be structurally, in the right spots, we're going to have our work cut out for us. You look no different last week at our don't even look beyond last weekend where they played Lake Superior State, and they came away with a win and a tie. And that's a hard thing to do, go on the road, take 3 out of 4 points. So they're riding high right now, and it should be another good test for our team.
Coach, thanks for your time on your Tuesday evening. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it too, Dom.
That's the head coach. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com.
If you can't be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, then you need to come and celebrate Fat Tuesday at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Beginning at 7 o'clock tonight at Cranker's, you can celebrate Mardi Gras with traditional Cajun cooking, award-winning craft beer, and the music of Organissimo. In conjunction with Big Rapids Festival of the Arts, Cranker's presents the Jimmy Award for Best Jazz Album Winner and one of the premier organ-based trios of the Greater Midwest, Organissimo. So grab your beads and bring your appetite for traditional Cajun cooking, award-winning craft beer, and great jazz to the Mardi Gras celebration with Organissimo tonight, beginning at 7, and only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery on State Street in Big Rapids.
Breakaway question of the week. Will Ferris State jump to that fourth and final spot to secure home ice advantage in the WCHA playoffs? Will they jump to that fourth and final spot? Will they host home ice in the first round? Or will they be traveling in the first round of the playoffs? Let's go to the phone lines now, 657-383-0212. At 657-383-0212. Caleb in Hamilton, Michigan, you're on the air, Caleb.
Hey, Don. Season ticket holder, we obviously know that with CJ Mott being the captain for Fair State, he's a valuable player. But what other goaltenders do you put, maybe in the nation, but in the WCHA specifically, as being very valuable to their team? Maybe getting that letter with CJ on their chest.
Well, you really break it up there, Caleb. I think the question was what other goaltenders would I put in the same realm as CJ Mott? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, sir.
Well, you have to start right out in Minnesota State with Cole Huggins. I thought he played exceptionally well against Ferris State, and that's why their team has been number one in the nation for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks in Minnesota State. But I was impressed, Caleb, with Tommy Burke and Bowling Green, Ohio, in the last four games that we saw their goaltender. He was an outstanding goaltender. Now, Daniel Ciampini from Union leads the nation in goals for a forward for Union, and they also have a solid goaltender as well, and that's why they are a national champion from a year ago. But if you're looking at goaltenders, Alex Lyon leads as a sophomore in the nation in goals against with a 1.59 goals against average. But if you're staying in the WCHA, I think Cole Huggins and Stephon Williams out of Minnesota State are right up there with C.J. Mott, and you could even go as far as Jamie Phillips from Michigan Tech. Both those two are averaging a goal and 1.75 goals against average together. So I think those are two of the best goaltenders in the conference, but I'm telling you what, I would take C.J. Mott, bare none, every game of the week.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Caleb in Hamilton. Thanks for the phone call. Caleb taking your phone calls here, 657-383-0212. The question of the week for the breakaway here, Will Ferris State at seventh place in the WCHA standings, right now out of 10 teams, will they make it to that fourth and final spot to host home ice in the first round of the WCHA playoffs? I said it earlier on in the program, I'm going to make a bold statement here on the breakaway tonight, and I mean this. Ferris State just went on a seven-game losing streak, getting swept by Minnesota State back-to-back weekends for four games, getting swept at Bowling Green for game six, losing Friday night here in Big Rapids at seven straight that Ferris State loss, but they won 3-2 on Saturday, and there's 3 weekends left in the season. That's 6 games left for Ferris State to play, and I am calling it right now. Ferris State makes the jump as seventh place right now in the conference standings. Ferris State is right now. Behind Northern Michigan and Bemidji State, I think Ferris State makes the jump. They go on a run here and make a deep run in the playoffs. I think that with Northern Michigan and Bemidji State ahead of Ferris State, right now all three have played 22 games, and all three are fighting for that fourth and final spot. Ahead of Ferris State is Bemidji State and Northern Michigan in fifth and sixth place. 22 games played, 20 points, 8-10-4 record in the conference. Both of them together, exact same record, 8-10-4. Ferris has played 22 games as well. They're only one game, 2 points back, 18 points instead of 20, with a 9-13 record in conference. I think looking at Ferris State's opponents, coming up here for the Bulldogs, they have Alabama Huntsville, who had 2 wins all last year. They got 8 this year. We'll talk with their head coach coming up. They're a good program. But I think Ferris State goes to Huntsville this weekend and sweeps. They end the year at Lake Superior State, the team, if you look in the conference standings right now, who was 9 out of 10. And the Bulldogs swept them back here in Big Rapids in December. I think Ferris State sweeps that weekend as well. There's four of your six games. And then Bemidji State is the only team that Ferris State has that I think is going to be a struggle for the Bulldogs. Now let's look at their schedules. Northern Michigan has at Bowling Green, who Ferris just saw, this eighth-ranked team in the nation, and at Michigan Tech, second in the WCHA standings. 3-2 in the standings, respectively. Look at Bemidji State ahead of Ferris State. At Minnesota State to end the year. Number one, two in the nation, number one in the conference standings now. It's not easy for the two teams ahead of Ferris State and Northern Michigan, Bemidji State. I think the Bulldogs have the easier half, and there's no easy games in a conference that has three of your three teams in the top eight in the national rankings of the 20 teams that get ranked. You have three WCHA teams in the top eight. There's no easy feat, but if you're going to pick teams, who are you going to pick? Alabama Huntsville and Lake Superior State, and that's 4 of the 6 games that Ferris State has left. Coming up next, we have to get to a quick commercial break. We'll talk with the commissioner of the WCHA. Taking your phone calls as well, the breakaway question of the week. Will Ferris State jump to that fourth spot? Are you on my side on that? Or do you think they're hitting the road for the first round of the playoffs? The phone line, 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. Your emails, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. We're on Twitter, @FerrisHockey. The commissioner, Bill Robertson, up next.
Be in New Orleans
for Mardi Gras, then you need to come and celebrate Fat Tuesday at Crankers Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Beginning at 7 o'clock tonight at Crankers, you can celebrate Mardi Gras with traditional Cajun cooking, award-winning craft beer, and the music of Organissimo. In conjunction with Big Rapids Festival of the Arts, Crankers presents the Jimmy Award for Best Jazz Album Winner and one of the premier organ-based trios of the Greater Midwest, Organissimo. So grab your beads and bring your appetite for traditional Cajun cooking, award-winning craft beer, and great jazz to the Mardi Gras celebration with Organissimo tonight, beginning at 7, and only at Crankers Restaurant and Brewery on State Street in Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hard-working team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
John Stanchell, Kentucky is 25-0, ranked number one unanimously, looking to keep it going tonight at Tennessee. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half, and the Wildcats lead 18-15. Notre Dame is ranked 10th. The Irish, with 8 minutes left in the first half, lead Wake Forest in South Bend 21-20. Big 12 action, Baylor 17, Texas Tech 15. The NBA still on break. There's some hockey underway. Islanders, Carolina, scoreless first period. Isles losing 6-5 last night at home to the Rangers, blowing a 5-3 lead in the third period, and now just 2 points ahead of the Blue Shirts. Columbus, 2-0 lead at Philadelphia, Washington, and Pittsburgh midway through the first period, and they are scoreless. Barry Zito has a minor league deal with the Oakland A's, the team that he spent 7 years with and won the Cy Young with in 2002. This is NBC Sports Radio.
Big Talk Radio Show, talking Ferris State hockey every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on 97.3 FM in West Michigan and across the world online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. The commissioner of the WCHA in his first season with the conference is Bill Robertson, and he joins us now on the breakaway. Commissioner, you're going to be in West Michigan tomorrow, a meeting with the Van Andel Arena and the Grand Rapids Griffins of the American Hockey League in preparation for the 2016 WCHA Final Five next season. Tell us a little bit about what goes on in these meetings.
Well, Dominic, it's going to be exciting, and as you stated, our tournament comes back to Grand Rapids in 2016, and we're excited to get down and talk some of the details that go into putting on a major event like the WCHA Final Five. So we'll meet with the Griffins and meet with the Van Andel Arena folks and meet with the hotels and kind of get our feet landed on the ground, so to speak, as we start doing our preparation for next year's event. We haven't gotten to this year's event in St. Paul, but already looking ahead and to the great arena and the great fan support in Michigan at Van Andel Arena.
Of course, you have this upcoming season at the Xcel Energy Center in Minneapolis. Looking forward to that. How are things going, I guess, on the west side of Lake Michigan?
Yeah, well, we're going good. We're in the midst of details and preparation for the Final Five in St. Paul at Xcel Energy Center, and their staff has been very helpful, and we're working on our sponsorship piece, and we're working on the details of the tournament itself, and we don't know who's going to be in it yet, not just quite yet, but it should be a great matchup, as right now the league has three teams ranked in the top eight in collegiate hockey, and that tells me we're going to have a great event in St. Paul on March 20th and 21st.
Yeah, you stole my thunder for the next question. I was going there next. Thoughts on what it means to you as the commissioner and to this conference as a whole, having three teams, and I was going to say in the top ten, but you got me even further, three teams in the top eight with Minnesota State, Michigan Tech, and Bowling Green. Three teams in the top eight really does solidify this conference as one that is a top contender at the Division I collegiate ranks.
Absolutely, and as the season has unfolded, we've seen the play continue, and we see teams like Ferris State, Bemidji, and Northern Michigan also hovering around a point of making a difference. And right now, I think the hottest team in our conference, if I'm not mistaken, is Bemidji State, and no one really wants to play them coming down the stretch, so they can make some noise as we get closer to the time of the tournament. But at this point, having Michigan Tech, having Bowling Green, and having Minnesota State Mankato all ranked in the top eight is wonderful, and it says a lot about the coaches, the athletic departments, and what college hockey means to these programs and to these student athletes. And I won't take any credit for any of that. I just say that it was my hope that we could get three teams into the NCAA tournament this year, and knock on wood, we hope it continues like this, where we could get three and maybe even four teams in if we're lucky, and that would be a wonderful year for this conference.
You're in your first year as the commissioner, the top dog, in terms of Ferris State speaking, the top dog of the WCHA. Talk about some things, if you will, about some things that you've taken on, and I know you kind of were thrown at the wolves, you know, jumping into it in August or July of this past season, this past summer in 2014, but how has the first year gone by in your analysis?
Well, it's gone by very fast, Dom, and that's the thing that tells me that it's a lot of fun, and I have a passion for this, and want to really help the conference grow on so many levels. We've had great conversations with potential sponsors and on the television side, and ways to get more exposure for the WCHA, and those are things that I'm really excited about and working on, and they're going to take some time, and I'm not the most patient man in the world all the time, but I see this as a wonderful opportunity for this conference to continue to grow and succeed, and we have these great schools that are all so competitive, and as you're seeing, we're going to come right down to the last weekend of the regular season of WCHA, where we really know where things stand as far as seedings for the playoffs.
We're talking with the commissioner of the WCHA, Bill Robertson. It is the Breakaway Talk Radio Show up until the 8 o'clock hour here, talking Ferris State hockey every Tuesday night. Commissioner, tell our fans who maybe are not as familiar with you, your past in the sports world. You've worked with the Minnesota Wild. You've worked with the Anaheim Angels of the Major League Baseball. You've worked with the NHL's Mighty Ducks and the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves at the Target Center. Talk about your past in the sports world for our fans listening in West Michigan and across the world online right now.
Well, I think more than anything, you know, my expertise is in the communications and broadcast world, and that's what I know best. But I also know a little bit about ticket sales and sponsorship and merchandising. And as I grow my internal portfolio, I want to continue to add these things and this expertise, and I'm not the only one that has to make these decisions. What I like about what we're doing is we're making these decisions as a group inside our conference. We have a great staff led by our women's commissioner, Erin Kemp, and we have Alyssa Bennett and Matt Hodson and Samantha Stevenson, and then our director of officials, Greg Shepherd, who all play significant roles in our success. So I think the collaborative effort that we all bring to the table is helpful, and no one person is right over the other. We like to take our collective best and make it what we can as we try to push this conference to greater heights.
One thing I like about this WCHA conference and the administration this season is your the way that you guys have presented yourself everywhere in terms of the conference members. For instance, you brought up the director of officials, Greg Shepherd. He was here in Big Rapids at Ferris State this past week in first series against Bowling Green. You're going to be here tomorrow night in West Michigan. Brent Rutherford is here a lot in terms of officials. Alyssa Bennett, she was here earlier on in Big Rapids this year. You guys have made your stops all across the conference institutions, across the WCHA, and that really is something that I know our fans take a liking to. In terms of the WCHA playoffs, so I want to transition gears here. The Final Five in St. Paul, Minnesota, on Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, the WCHA semifinals and then the championship game. If fans wanted to get tickets for that, or if they wanted to start looking into information regarding the WCHA Final Five on March 20th and 21st and starting to plan ahead, how would they go about doing that, Commissioner?
Sure. Their ticket packages are $69 right now for all three games of the tournament. We hope all your listeners out there in the Western Michigan area and in the entire state of Michigan, for that matter, all want the ability to come. We want to have you. There's plenty of hotel space, and there's plenty of restaurants and bars and shopping to be done in St. Paul. But more than anything, if people are interested in tickets to the WCHA Final Five, they can go to www.xlenergycenter.com for more ticket information, and tickets can also be purchased on ticketmaster.com as well for the Final Five. And we're going to have a great tournament. We know that. We know the teams that are coming here will be poised, and the winner will get an automatic berth in our tournament to the NCAA championships, and that's a great thing. We don't know who that's going to be, but it could be anybody. And as last year would attest to, Ferris State went all the way down to the final game in the first round and won that to get to the Final Five that was hosted by Grand Rapids and made a run into the playoffs. So anything can happen. Ferris State can get hot here the last few weeks, and they have an opportunity to get in. Northern Michigan has an opportunity to get in, and so does Bemidji State amongst the teams that aren't ranked in the top eight in college hockey. But you go top to bottom in our conference, and we got great schools, and our footprint is wide and deep from Alaska to Alabama, so there's a lot of hockey to be played and a lot of excitement, and we hope all your listeners will come and support our tournament this year in St. Paul and next year in Grand Rapids.
We have a question that comes up quite a bit of why it's called the WCHA Final Five if four teams get into the conference. You and I have had this discussion multiple times, but for new listeners or listeners of this program only, could you explain why you guys do not want to get rid of the WCHA Final Five name and keep it that, even though there's four teams in the tournament?
Well, it's a question that comes up often, and it's understandable to a lot of people that aren't familiar. In the old WCHA, they had five teams competing. They had a play-in game on Thursday night, and they liked the name. They liked the brand identity of the Final Five, and certainly that's something to look at for the future, whether they change that. But I think one of the things, Dom, you're going to see this year is we're going to honor a team in Minnesota to be our honorary fifth team.
Oh, cool.
Not a college team, to bring back that connection to Final Five versus just having four teams play in this tournament. It's like anything. The Big Ten is not 10 teams anymore, and the Pac-12 isn't 12 teams anymore. So you understand that the brand and the name recognition mean a lot. And Final Five, when people think of that, they think of WCHA. So it's hard to break away from that. But in time, I think we're going to have to look at that and make that kind of change. But this year, we wanted to do something special. And I listened to what the athletic directors and some of the coaches had to say about the name Final Five, so we are going to honor a team this year to make it the fifth team that will be our honorary team for this year's tournament.
In regards to the success of the WCHA right now, of course, the likes of North Dakota and Minnesota and Wisconsin are no longer a part of this conference, and some think, okay, well, what's this conference going to be like? And I've had my fair share now in the second year of this conference to be at the majority of the arenas, if not every arena, in the WCHA so far. And I want to get your opinion on where this conference is at right now, because in my opinion, I'm very impressed with the draw in terms of crowd every night and the atmospheres in these buildings. You go to Mankato, there's 5,000 there. Michigan Tech is packing it. Northern Michigan is getting more fans than I've ever seen before. Bowling Green basically had a sellout last Saturday when we were there. Ferris State sold out this past Saturday. They're on their seventh year of increased attendance right now. Even when I was in Fairbanks, Alaska, they had good crowds there. And, of course, Bemidji gets good crowds as well. It seems like every single team is doing well when you start thinking of attendance and the amount of people inside the buildings, no?
Well, I believe you're correct. And attendance is up in the WCHA and the men's side overall. We want that to continue. We want full houses at these venues, but it also has to translate into the tournament, first round and the second round at XL Energy Center. that's going to be really important for the well-being of this conference. But from top to bottom, I mean, I put our conference up against any in the United States, whether that's the Big Ten or Hockey East or the NCHC. I mean, we talked about at the outset that having three teams in the top eight in college hockey in both polls, and the number one ranked team in the pairwise in Mankato, that's a pretty good mark for 2014-2015 season. For me, it's especially wonderful because I think it translates into more people, more viewers, more listeners, and more people identifying with the WCHA. And as you and I have talked about many times, Don, that we're trying to upgrade not only that, our social media platforms and our streaming are also important and vital for us in a recruiting tool to get other student athletes to see our product, and we hope that translates into more and more kids wanting to go to these great WCHA schools and compete on a collegiate level playing Division I hockey.
And the streams you talk about have, or I should say, are top-notch quality. I monitor those substantially here because it is a passion of mine, the broadcast end of the game of hockey. And I tell you what, for $8, I think it is, or it may even be 12, but I think it's $8 a night, you get to watch every single one of the WCHA conference games, so five games at 10 teams for $8, not just one team specifically. And almost every team has a television production in-house now with instant replays, the graphics, the score, the time overlaid. You know, in terms of Minnesota State having their TV production, Bowling Green has the Buckeye Cable Sports Network, Ferris State has Ferris Television, Bemidji State has LPTV. So all these teams, if not the TV production, then go off their video board feeds like Alaska Anchorage and Alaska Fairbanks and Michigan Tech. And so it is worth it. You can watch every single Ferris State hockey game home and away at WCHA.TV, Western Collegiate Hockey Association, WCHA. TV or online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Final question for you, Commissioner. The conference, are you guys ever planning to keep the tournament in one city, or do you like this rotation between St. Paul and Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Well, I think for right now, and we have it all set. Again, next year is in Grand Rapids, and 2016 and 2017 is back to St. Paul. And I've talked to both buildings briefly about this topic, and both like the fact that there's a rotation. I'm not so yet sure what the best avenue is. I think it gives fans in Michigan and Minnesota the opportunity to see great college hockey year in and year out. I think it would be best to have it in one city, and I don't know what that is yet. Other venues have called and talked to me a little bit about the potential of us playing, but that's really for 2018 and beyond, and we got to figure out what that looks like. And there's some people that think that on campus would be a way to go for the conference championship to have the highest ranked team.
Wow.
But there's issues with that too, and how to sell it and how quickly that can be done. Is the building available? Some buildings are run by the universities, others are not, so that presents issues as well. So we just have to kind of wait and see. All I'm saying is all those are possibilities, but right now the rotation seems to work very well, and we have two great areas of the country that are hockey hotbeds, and the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis hosting at Xcel Energy Center, and then in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Van Andel Arena. And I look forward to meeting all the wonderful people tomorrow with all the different facets of what will be trying to be put on a great tournament in 2016. But I say to your listeners too, you know, part of this proof is in the pudding, Dominic, is that is, will the fans come out and support it? And even if their school doesn't make it, will they come and still watch great college hockey at a reasonable price? And that's what I want. Our ticket prices, as I said, are $69, and for three games, that's an incredible value when you think about tournament championship hockey, and I don't think any conference has any better package than that.
Absolutely. March 20th and 21st, the WCHA Final Five in St. Paul, Minnesota. Tickets are available online at excelenergycenter.com. Commissioner Robertson, thank you very much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Don.
That's the commissioner of the Western Collegiate Hockey Association, Bill Robertson. Got to get a quick break in. We'll get to your phone calls and emails. The breakaway question of the week.
There.
Will Ferris State Hockey slide into that fourth spot in the standings to secure home ice advantage in the first round of the WCHA playoffs? We want to hear from you. The phone line, 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. The email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. bulldoghockey@ferris.edu is the email address, and we're on Twitter, @ferrishockey. Will Ferris State slide into that fourth spot in the standings to secure home ice advantage in the first round of the WCHA playoffs? Coming up next, the head coach of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, Mark Corbett, will join the program, and we'll get to your responses on the breakaway question. From downtown Big Rapids, Michigan, this is the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro suit. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLscape.com. The Breakaway Talk Radio Show continues across West Michigan on 97.3 FM and around the world online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Your tweets, phone calls, and emails coming up next. The breakaway question of the week: will Ferris State jump into the fourth and final spot in the conference standings to host the first round of the WCHA playoffs? Phone lines are open, 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212. We'll take your emails as well at BulldogHockey@Ferris.edu. And if you're on Twitter, so are we. @FerrisHockey. Mike Corbett, the head coach of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, joins the program now. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your Tuesday evening. Another successful weekend for your hockey club, a win and a tie in Michigan's Upper Peninsula this past weekend. What was your thoughts on the series against the Lake Superior State Lakers?
It was what we thought it was going to be. We knew it was going to, wasn't going to be a lot of goals scored. Two teams that kind of struggle scoring goals good defensive teams, that's exactly what the series was, and you knew it was going to come down to like most games are, good special teams and a timely goal, and that's what it came down to. I told the boys on Friday we were going to get our one chance in the third period on Friday, and we did, and our guy missed the net. He had an open netter and he missed it, and then on Saturday we were able to get a power play goal at the right time and be able to hold them off to get the win.
Like Alabama Huntsville, Ferris State for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years has been known for their goaltenders. You've had Taylor Nelson, Pat Nagel, CJ Mott. Tell us about your netminder, Carmine Guerrero, 14th of the nation in save percentage, third in the conference at 93%. Is this the backbone of your hockey club right now?
Yeah, without a doubt, he's our MVP. He was last year, and he probably will again this year. He is a player that unfortunately we probably rely on too much, because we know that we feel he's so strong back there that we rely on him to be able to make saves and bail us out in certain times when we get tired and we're not working very hard. But right now he is the backbone of our team, and he's the primary reason we have 7 wins right now.
That's where I was going next. Last year your team had 2 wins in conference, 35 losses overall. This year your team is only 3 points behind Ferris State in the conference standings. You've already quadrupled your wins with 8 on this season. You got to be happy with the direction that you're taking this hockey club in.
Exactly. I mean, I'm ecstatic with where we're at. You know, with only one recruiting class under my belt coming in here, and this is something that started last spring with our kids and our upperclassmen, and getting them to understand the commitment it takes to be a Division I hockey player, and that they've really bought into it and showed some leadership and really showed the backbone with some of our older guys, and then we were able to bring in a young class of freshmen that have come in here and done very well. And you know, and it's not our freshmen doing well. It's, you know, the success of a team is your freshmen becoming sophomores and sophomores becoming juniors and juniors becoming seniors and everybody, you know, was committed and going home and getting better and understanding what it took to be a Division I player and what our expectations were and our kids done. They've done a very good job. They haven't taken a day off yet, and we're excited about, you know, the final three series to be able to push some of those teams above us.
It's the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We're talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour here every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Right now, the head coach of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers is with us, Mike Corbett. Coach, you and I were talking during the commercial break here before this segment about some improvements going on in downtown Huntsville, Alabama. Not only on the ice are you guys improving, your building is getting better as well. You have a hotel connected to your facility there, first-class operation. Now there's going to be improvements downtown. Tell us some more about the positives of the rising of the Alabama Huntsville Charger hockey program.
You know, I think it starts with the city. We have a real progressive city. It's a very white-collar city with Nassau being here. We have the second biggest business park in the United States with 155 business centers in our business park. And you know what? That financial stability is starting to come into our university. We have a new Charger Union. We just finished our nursing building on campus. We're also building Madison Hall. They just tore it down, and they're going to put another building right up there. And our hockey arena, you know, received $18 million in upgrades over the course of the last 2 years. So, you know, there's a lot of good things happening, and they're starting to put about $300 million in the downtown area, which is about within 3 to 4 blocks of our arena. So, I mean, it's a good place to live, and it's a very progressive city, and it's a very white collar city for people. A lot of people don't necessarily understand that, but you know what? And we just the big thing we want to do is we want to keep up with what's going on there. We're showing positive progression in our program. I think the biggest step that we try to do this year is just keep it baby steps, be relevant, and we're trying to be more and more relevant. And obviously, by winning games, people are. You know, they're taking a look at our program. They're looking at it and saying, hey, these guys, it's kind of like the old major league. These guys aren't that bad, you know, from all the years that we were the team really struggled. And I think that showed in our last series that Saturday night. We played Northern Michigan with 3,500 people in the building, and it was as electric a building as I've seen since I've been here.
The last question for you, Coach Corbett. The Ferris State Bulldogs will make the trek to Huntsville, Alabama tomorrow afternoon. A weekend split. Back in November in Big Rapids, what kind of series are you expecting this weekend in Huntsville, Alabama?
I think it's going to be similar to what we had when we were there. I mean, you know, that both games were penalty filled. If I remember more by us, we had some 5-minute penalties in that Saturday night game, and we were able to squeak out one on Friday night. But I think it's going to be two teams that are going to be really hungry and looking for points. They're going to look to try to get some points on our ice, and we took some points on their ice. But I think it's going to be a tight checking game, and this is going to be a game where I think every goal is going to count. You got two big time goalies in our league, and you got two very hard-working teams, and I think it's going to come down to those details and those fundamentals, and probably more than anything, it can be special teams, and we got to stay out of the box, and we got to continue to nickel and dime a power play goal, and I think it's going to come down to, I'm expecting 2-1 goal games. I'm really expecting 2-1 goal games, and our goal, no matter whether we're at home or on the road, is, you know, get within a goal going into the third period and give ourselves a chance to win. And I know, you know, probably Coach Daniels is thinking the same thing for his team, to be able to be up a goal going in the third period on the road. I think every team wants that, and you know, I assume that he believes the same as me, is it could be two tightly contested games and probably not a lot of goals being scored.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you Thursday afternoon in the South.
All right, take care. Appreciate it.
That's that.
All the great songs of God. You've tuned in to Mecosta, Osceola, and Lake County's number one oldie station. Locally owned, community based.
Sunny 97.3 WGTT. Great City, Big Rapids.
All right, final segment here of the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. Wrapping things up. Sorry I can't get to your phone calls. Already 7:59. My apologies. Quick hour here. Great conversations with the head coach of the Ferris State Hockey Team, Bob Daniels. Great conversation with the commissioner of the WCHA, Bill Robertson, as well as Mike Corbett. Mike, thanks for joining us as well, the head coach of the Alabama Huntsville Chargers. Ferris State Hockey, don't forget, tickets are on sale for the final home regular series season. Season series in Big Rapids, 2 weeks, so a week and a half from now. Friday, February 27th, and Saturday, February 28th, versus the Bemidji State Beavers. Tickets are cheaper in advance, $12 in advance, $15 a day of the game, so save money by purchasing now. Ticket executives are standing by. 800-585-3737. That's 800-585-3737 to save money and buy tickets in advance. We'll be on the air Friday and Saturday. It's Central Time, so 8 o'clock Eastern, 7:30 pregame coverage begins. Right here on 97.3 FM. Don't forget men's and women's basketball home this Saturday as well at 1 and 3 o'clock at the Jim Wink Arena in Big Rapids. Thank you goes out to Steve Masters, operating the board here. Thank you, Steve. Madison Skezniak, operating the phones, getting the coaches here on the phone lines as well tonight. Thank you. And all our sponsors, Andrew Archer, Jim Crank. My name is Dominic Hennig. Sing so long. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you on Friday. God bless you.